This is the Composer's Datebook for June 11th. I'm John Burge. On today's date, in 1931, the Russian-born American composer Nicholas Slonimsky was in Paris conducting the second of two concerts of modern music from the Americas, bankrolled by a retired insurance executive and famous composer named Charles Ives. This second concert showcased Latin American composers like Pedro San Juan, Carlos Chavez, and Alejandro Caturla, as well as works by the Franco-American composers Carlos Salcedo and Edgar Varèse. North America was represented by Wallingford Rieger's Three Canons for Flute, Oboe, Clarinet, and Bassoon. Normally, chamber music for just four players doesn't require the services of a conductor. But in this case, Slonimsky did beat time for the Parisian wind players hired for the gig. As Slonimsky put it, some instrumental parts were written in 5/8 and others in 2/8. I started beating time in 5/8, whereupon the binary musicians began to gesticulate at me to show their discomfort. What was I to do? Okay, I said, I'll conduct 5/8 with my right hand and 2/8 with my left. I was so delighted with my newly found ambidextrous technique that I applied it in other pieces as well, notably in the second movement of Ives' Three Places in New England. Someone quipped that my conducting was evangelical, for my right hand knew not what my left hand was doing. Composer's Datebook is produced by APM, American Public Media, in conjunction with the American Composers Forum, reminding you that all music was once new.